number one pick is in. Zion Williamson got, like, legit emotional.
Oh, yeah. Big tears.
Good for him, man. That's a great moment. Kid's got heart. He's got passion. You see how he plays. He doesn't. A guy like that doesn't bust their ass to get back on the college court knowing this is going to happen and going to happen without having the passion and a heart to love and play the game he weighs, does. I love this kid. Still not sold. He's a franchise changer. Hope he is. Totally rooting for him. All right, it's Thursday. Nick put a lot of work in, so we don't want to waste it like waste our time. So to wrap up crunch time on a Thursday, even though we've moved into the sports talk on a Thursday, let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The Lightning Round!
It's a sneaky Thursday Lightning Round. They started the NBA draft, made our head spin round, so we don't want to waste time. Let's get it going down with Nick's Lightning Round.
So a lot of this was written earlier today before...
Thinking the draft started at 5?
Yeah, thinking, one, the draft started at 5 and before the 9,000 trades that have gone on today. So I'm switching around the order as well so that this is timely for the draft.
By the way, another pick...
Well, we knew that one.
Morant at Murray State goes 2 to the Grizzlies. So far, my mock draft is right.
we're skipping to the end of what would have been the end of my lightning round at the beginning. NBA draft speed round time. It will take over under 9.5 picks to have 3 Duke players taken.
Woof. So that's Barrett and 9.5.
And Zion. Zion's already gone. RJ Barrett's probably going next.
Under.
Oh, boy. Who will be the 4th pick taken tonight? Darius Garland, Jarrett Culver, DeAndre Hunter, or other?
DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, that's kind of an easy one now. Who will be the first international player taken? Goga Bidaze out of the Republic of Georgia, or Luka Semantic out of Croatia, or other?
I cannot go against a guy whose name is Semantic.
That's true.
It just is such a cool name.
It's the semantics of it all. Bol Bol will be taken higher or lower than pick 16.5.
Higher.
So like 17 and above, correct? That way, yeah, okay.
I know how to do halves.
Fair enough. Which Gonzaga player will be taken first, Rui Hachimura or Brandon Clark?
Ooh, that's a great question. I was actually thinking about that last night. I have a feeling... that it's going to be Clark. Probably about 11 or 12. I think Hachimura goes into the mid-teens.
What percent chance do you give Portland drafting any Oregon Duck tonight?
Portland?
The Portland Trailblazers.
At 25? They're,
or the second round.
It would be pointless to take Bol for the Blazers. And Lewis King? None.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. What percent chance do you give Taco Fall of being drafted? Forgot about Taco Fall for a little bit.
Actually,
I saw him in a mock draft at the end of the second round.
I did too. He's kind of like the philosophy of you can't teach that big. Somebody will take a chance on him. So what percentage do I give?
Yeah.
50-50.
Fair enough. And over under 11.5 total trades during the draft.
Whoa, did the two that have happened count?
There have only been 2. I felt like there's been 19.
Well, I'm saying today alone.
Yeah, we'll count the ones from today. So 9.5 more.
9.5 more. Did they get goofy once the second round starts?
There's a lot of buying picks and trading money around. It gets a little crazy.
Just for the sake of fun, I'm picking the over.
All right, now to my previously scheduled lightning round. Jeff Passan broke baseball Twitter with a bombshell of all bombshells today. On the day of the NBA draft, where NBA Twitter should be having one of its best days of the year regarding draft rumors, trades, the trade machine, 3-team trades, thousands of unironic, who says no? All of it sent back to the Stone Ages by Jeff Passan, tweeting out that the Tampa Bay Rays have been given permission by Major League Baseball to explore the possibility of playing half of their home games in Tampa Bay and the other half of their home games in Montreal. This deal hinges on 2 new stadiums being built, which is the most Bud Selig thing ever done by Rob Manfred. That would be slightly cheaper because the Rays' new stadium then wouldn't have to have a dome on it because they're playing their games earlier in the season in Tampa. I guess that's when it rains less. This plan is blank.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I already think it's been vetoed by the mayor of St. Pete. And here's the numbers I ran. Since 2010, the last time they were in the hunt. They won 96 games. Here's how they've gone attendance-wise in the American League. Last, next to last, and now this year last, and one other next to last. Wow, and they're going to get a second city?
Two next to last.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yes, I agree. It is the weirdest plan I've ever heard of. We actually need to check and see if Bud Selig has been wearing a Rob Manfred mask this whole time. Not only is it crazy that MLB gave permission to Tampa to do this, but it kind of makes you think that Tampa only got permission granted for this because they've actually been looking into it as an idea and asked to look into it more seriously. The work of getting a new stadium in Tampa is hard, especially where all of the open spaces that could hold the stadium have too much red tape surrounding them, making it nearly impossible for this to happen. Not to mention the idea that Montreal is involved in this, and you have to get two stadiums built on the same timeline in two countries by one franchise. Are the team names going to trade? Are they just the North American Rays now? How are the players going to think about having to move mid-season? What about the kids that have been working their asses off in the minors making little to no money, and they have to somehow buy two homes now? What will the French Canadians think of this? What percent chance do you actually give this plan working out?
-6
-6
It's the first time, but there's less than no chance it happens.
If it does happen, you have to give up your fandom as a Yankee. You have to root for the Montreal Tampa Bay A's.
It's not happening. Race. There's no chance.
Well, then take my bet. This also has a major impact on us here in the Pacific Northwest. The Portland Diamond Project has been campaigning for years now to get baseball to Portland, and the easiest way to get a team out west is through relocation. The team that many future Portland Douglas Furs fans were hoping to see shipped out to Portland was Les Rays de Montreal. Tampa has no easy option for a stadium. Portland has been moving forward securing land rights, and if the A's actually left open Oakland, I would be heartbroken for that city. They've already lost the Raiders and the Warriors. Assuming we save Rob Manfred from the dungeon he's being held captive in Bud Selig's basement, this plan won't actually work, but it might lead to a more permanent stadium deal for the Rays in Tampa, which is more bad news for the future Portland Douglas Furs. The two-city deal project for Les Rays de Montreal is a big little or no deal for the Portland Diamond Project.
Is this thing... It turns out I don't think it's an impact. I'm going to call it a little deal. And by the way, donned in pink, R.J. Barrett of Duke, number 3, to the Knicks. So get that Scherzy website up.
The Scherzy website, that's not a thing. Speaking of, vaguely speaking of Canada, Mike Trout just had a 7 RBI game last night against the Toronto Blue Jays. He had 2 hits, and both of them were home runs that went for a combined 5 million feet. It's true, watch the video. In the AL, Trout ranks tied first for home runs with 22, and is first in RBI with 56, runs with 59, walks with 65, on base percentage is .462. He's slugging .651. He just tied Tony Gwynn in career WAR at 69.2.
Really?
He's 27 years old. Yeah, he just tied Tony Gwynn. It's absolutely insane. And he's about to catch Miguel Cabrera for second among active players. First is Albert Pujols with 100 WAR. 2019 has been the best year of Trout's career so far, which is insane given how good he's been the other 8 years he's been in the league. What percent chance do you give Mike Trout winning the AL MVP? Most valuable Trout.
I'll tell you what, his advantage is he's not battling Yelich and Bellinger in the other league, because those are the only guys who are having outstanding seasons that have separated themselves. There's nobody in the American League where you look at it and say, wow, except Trout. I'm giving him a 90% chance on June 20th. Mic drop. Is that it? Yeah, all right.
I'm out of questions.
Good one.
Now. Sorry.
So we need one more dookie for me to get the over-under, and don't.